MBA specializations and how to choose one. The different types of MBA and business school specializations. An MBA is typically a two-year program in the US and a one-year program in Europe that aims to make the student proficient in various subjects of management and an expert for one. In the first year of an MBA, the main focus is on giving students a brief idea about various subjects of management. Towards the end of the first year, students are introduced to the specialized areas. Columbia University. In the second year of an MBA, students have to choose one specialization from the variety of specializations available. This is not applicable if students have gained admission to a specialized course. Choosing a specialization can be a difficult process for students. It is very important for a student to consider their career goals and professional development before choosing a specialization. Students have the opportunity to either pursue a general management program or complete a specialization as part of the MBA program. Specializations are a matter of choice, not a prerequisite, and all students receive the same MBA education regardless of whether or not they complete a specialization. Students should consider their career goals and professional development in settling on a specialization. Sign up for a free consultation. Submit. You can read more about the specialization rankings of the top MBA programs here, and about different MBA specializations on these dedicated pages. MBA programs with a specialization in accounting. MBA programs with a specialization in business analytics. MBA programs with a specialization in corporate strategy and MBAs that specialize in consulting. MBA programs with a specialization in economics. MBA programs with a specialization in entrepreneurship. MBA programs with a specialization in finance. MBA programs with a specialization in general management. MBA programs with a specialization in healthcare management. MBA programs with a specialization in human resources. MBA programs with a specialization in operations. MBA programs with a specialization in technology. MBA programs with a specialization in international management. MBA programs with a specialization in law. MBA programs with a specialization in marketing. MBA programs with a specialization in media, communications, and the entertainment sectors. MBA programs with a specialization in nonprofit management. MBA programs with a specialization in organizational behavior. MBA programs with a specialization in project management. MBA programs with a specialization in real estate. MBA programs with a specialization in supply chain management. MBA programs with a specialization in sustainability. MBA programs with a specialization in the energy sector, oil, gas, alternative energy. How to choose an MBA specialization. MBA programs come in all shapes and sizes, but most prospective students play it safe and go for finance, marketing, or management. One of the main reasons for this is that they do not fully investigate the diversity of specializations out there. This is a great shame because only once a student knows the full range of MBA options available, can they select the one that best fits their career goals. As more and more universities offer MBA programs, it is becoming ever more difficult for candidates to decide on which business school offers the most suitable MBA program to meet their requirements. Many business schools are deviating from the generalist system, which has been the typical MBA model for the last 30 years. Today, one can choose from a wide range of MBA specializations, ranging from an MBA in financial studies, as well as insurance and risk management, accountancy and finance, to an MBA in sports management, or even an MBA in technology. The standard specializations are marketing, finance, human resources, IT, IS, operations and entrepreneurship, but these are rapidly being joined by more specific subjects, such as corporate social responsibility, wine management, football industries, luxury brand management, hotel management, etc. How should students go about deciding which specialization is best for them? There are a number of ways that individuals can easily make that decision and get on the road to earning a specialized MBA that pays off in the long run. Here are some things to consider. School ranking. Make sure that the school is well ranked for that specialization, see above. Different specializations will have different rankings, so do the research. Prospective employers will certainly do theirs. Program length. Both one-year and two-year programs are available. A two-year course allows you to be a generalist in year one, and move to specialist in year two. On the other hand, a one-year specialist MBA is really a branding exercise, as there is not enough time to cover both standard MBA topics and the specialization within the limited time available. Personal strengths. If you prefer working alone or consider yourself a leader, A specialization in entrepreneurship might help you in your quest to start your own business. Do you find healthcare intriguing? A specialization in healthcare management might be your best option. Take an honest inventory of your strengths and weaknesses. Personal interests. Which classes interested you most in your undergraduate studies? If you shied away from math but loved international relations, you might want to consider an international program over finance. It may also be wise to look at your grades from those courses to determine which fields stimulate you intellectually. The biggest tip any individual can get is more of a general education tip, but it still applies to MBA hopefuls looking into specializations. If you are considering going back to school for an MBA, then do it first for your own benefit, and select a specialization that interests you in addition to being useful towards achieving your goals. Career goals. Do you want to create your own business, or run part of an established franchise? Would you like to travel, or will you be happy settling down with a long-established corporation in a big city? Knowing where you want to be in 5 years will help you determine where you should begin looking now. Do you want to stay in your current industry, or are you interested in a career change? Those working in the field of finance and looking to advance in their field would be well advised to choose a finance specialization to help open doors to upper-level management. However, if you have reached a glass ceiling and see no potential for growth in that field, you should consider a career change. A new specialization might be necessary. The most important thing is to match up career experience and future potential in that field when considering a specialization. After considering the above factors, start researching MBA programs and specializations. While new fields are arising, most schools have several standard specializations. Look at notable programs with lists of specializations that interest you. Most universities will include a list of their MBA specializations, or concentrations, on their websites. Ask for information from schools that interest you. In some cases, you may ask to meet with the professors who teach the specialization that interests you, which may help you in your decision to choose a certain field or university. Schedule an appointment with your university department or program advisor if you are currently enrolled. Your advisor may be able to offer some insight on your options based on your strengths and weaknesses. Ready to get started? We can help you to achieve your dreams. Can ARINGO really improve your chances? Our results speak for themselves.